Let's take a look at the week ahead, what's going to be coming up in terms of the information flow in the canyons of Wall Street. Starting on Monday, we will see the labor market conditions index announced. That'll be announced on Monday morning. Not a whole lot else happening on Monday except for the rubber chicken circuit. Dennis Lockhart, the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta president, will be speaking at a rubber chicken occasion in the noon hour in Atlanta on monetary policy. And sometimes these Fed governors or presidents, they make headlines just when they start chattering. Also on Monday in Hartford, Eric Rosengren, the Federal Reserve Bank president in Boston, will speak in the morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. That's all coming up on Monday. And looking at the calendar on Thursday, we'll get the jobless claims. They've been doing so well. They're estimated at 255,000. Last week, very low at 235,000. Four-week moving average, very low at 257,000. That's why you've seen so many jobs created in recent years. This number has been very, very low on the jobless claims number for the first-timers. Also coming up on Thursday, we have more Federal Reserve speak. We're going to have Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank President Harker speaking on the economy and monetary policy. That'll be at 8:30 on Thursday morning. And then on Thursday, on the rubber chicken circuit, we have two of them. We have Dennis Lockhart again, the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank president, speaking for a second time in the week. And then in addition to that, we have the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis president, Bullard, speaking on the economy and monetary policy in New York. I'll tell you what, these Fed presidents and governors are definitely going to be making a lot of headlines in 2017 as they speak. We'll also get the producer price index Friday morning. The current year-over-year wholesale price gain is 1.3%. That'll be updated Friday morning. We'll get retail sales as well. That'll be announced 8:30 Friday morning. Certainly will include the holiday season. Estimate is 7% gain in retail sales, 5% less autos, 3%. Now, these are tenths of a percent, of course. 0.7% overall, 0.5% for retail less autos, 0.3% retail less autos, less gasoline. So that'll be coming out on Friday morning. And a lot of people do watch the retail sales numbers, so this will be a number that will certainly garner a lot of attention.